Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Hello, hello. Welcome to WMFO 91.5 Medford, and welcome back to the 8th episode of Who's On First. This is DJ David Meyer with that new time slot, but same show that you're used to. To my new listeners, thanks for tuning in. If you're back from last semester, thanks for coming back. I hope you had a wonderful break. I certainly enjoyed mine, but I'm very happy to be back on the air. If you're listening post-air, it's probably best to use a computer, else it might cut out my beautiful voice. I have a great guest today. Her name is Sevi. She'll be on later in the show. But right now, you're at Who's On First, which is the show that has the who on first, and you'll have to stay tuned to find out what's on second. As for third, I don't know's on third. And if, you know, this week, I'm really a bit rusty because it's been a while, so I've got to get back in tune, and the Who definitely know that feeling. So here it is to start us off, getting in tune by the Who.
I'm singing this note 'cause it fits in well with the cards I'm playing. Can't pretend there's any meaning hidden in the things I'm saying, but I'm in tune, right in tune. I'm in tune, and I'm gonna tune. Riding on you.
That was Getting in Tune by The Who, and that was our first Who's on First of the second session, I guess I'd say, the second season of Who's on First. Up next, we've got What's on Second, and it's Casey Musgraves with Oh What a World, trying out some new technology, so hopefully it works. That would be great.
I do wanna leave. Some kinds of magic, it's hard to believe. Oh, what a world, I don't wanna leave. Some kinds of magic, it's hard to believe.
Northern lights in our skies, plants that grow in, open your mind.
That was Casey Musgraves with Oh What a World. That is a wonderful song. And next up, we've got I Don't Know on Third. So for this segment, if you're unaware, I shuffle my phone and I choose the song from the top five clean songs of the shuffle because this is a family program. So the song of the day on I Don't Know on Third is Love is Strange by Mickey and Sylvia, that you might be more familiar with by Pitbull, but it's a classic. Here it is.
Love, lover boy.
Come here, lover boy.
And if he doesn't answer?
Oh, lover boy.
And if he still doesn't answer?
I simply say, baby, oh, baby, my sweet baby, you're the one. Baby, oh, baby, my sweet baby, you're the one.
That is Mickey and Sylvia with Love is Strange, which is an oldie but a goodie. The other options for I Don't Know this week were Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang, Don't Pretend by Khalid featuring Safe, Back in the USSR by a little-known band called The Beatles, Hate Me by Ellie Goulding, and Juice WRLD. And I hope you enjoyed this episode's I Don't Know on Third. Now we've got even more fun because we have a radio guest who is epic, c'est la vie. Sevi, hey, there's that. I had Sevi randomly pick one of the lists I found online of questions. She unknowingly chose an article from Conversation Starters World that lists 200 questions to get to know someone.
Oh, joy.
Yeah, I asked for some...
200.
No, oh, okay. No, I asked for some random numbers and found those correlating questions, and then finally I have a surprise question of my own. We're going to start with these and see if they really do help us get to know each other, because we just met on the street earlier today.
True.
Yeah. So thank you for being here, and yeah. First question
nice meeting you, too.
Yeah, yeah. Way. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, seriously.
What city would you most like to live in?
Oh, God, that's so, so easy. Definitely Montreal.
Wow.
1,000,000% Montreal.
And... positive. Yeah. And you've been before?
Yeah, I went to a music festival in Montreal this summer called Oceaga.
Uh-huh.
With some of my friends. We like drove up 9 hours, literally just like booled around for 4 days, like having the best time ever.
Yeah. We went up for spring break my sophomore year? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great place. Great food, great people, great times.
Yeah. It reminds me a lot of New York City, but like more European.
Mm-hmm.
And it has like all of the culture that like New York is missing. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I mean, I'm a hometown kid. Like fair, I want to end up back in Chicago is where I'd like to live and live out most of my days. But then I did, if people don't know, abroad changed me. No. But
Madrid
was incredible, and I spend every day texting my friends from there. We're all missing it.
Which
so,
is awesome.
Yeah. So, I can't believe you had that so ready. That's unreal.
So ready. Because that's, like, one of, I guess, my few personality traits is, like, number three, probably, on the biggest traits.
Yeah.
Obsessed with Montreal.
Okay,
I want to study abroad
yeah.
in Montreal.
That, which
is
would be...
barely abroad.
Hey, Noah studies abroad here.
That's very
every
true.
Day.
Every single day.
What age? This is a hilarious question to ask two kids, because that's what I consider us. But sure. What age do you wish you could permanently be? Like,
oh
how am I
God.
Supposed to... I've been alive for 21 years. Who's to say it's not 27, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I could probably only speak in terms of what I've lived so far,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I guess, like, I have to say now.
Yeah,
just
right.
Just because,
yeah.
like, I'm the most, like, self-aware I've ever been. Because today is today, which is also today.
Yeah.
So, like, I wouldn't want to go back in time at all.
Yeah. Also, what age do you wish you could permanently be? Like, if I chose... last year, like I look too young.
Yeah.
If I was forever however I looked last year when I was 20, like
that's
not that I look
crazy.
That much older
yeah,
now,
no,
but
I get it.
Like, what am I supposed to do? Permanently be 11?
Yeah,
great.
I getcha.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
I want to be an age like if I had to pick, where I have enough independence that I can live my life almost as an adult. Because obviously I don't live my life as an adult right now. I live in a dorm like with a roommate and a communal bathroom, but like where I have as much independence as I can with as little authority and responsibility as possible.
Yeah,
just like really like youthful bliss.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah,
that's probably like summer before college.
Yeah
Next
is, what are you most likely to become famous for?
Oh God. Oh my God. Probably accidentally doing something.
That goes viral or something?
Yeah. Maybe like accidentally stopping some like sort of like crazy, I don't know, like some butterfly effect type of thing, you know? Oh. Like I did something which affected something, which affected something else, and then suddenly World War III is no longer happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're a hero.
Yes,
in
but
this scenario,
only by
but
accident.
Yeah, but
only by accident.
But absolutely, yeah.
Or like catching a baby falling out of like a 100-story building.
But you tripped or something and it fell into your arms.
I just was like on my phone.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like standing there sending a text, and the baby fell into my cradled
yeah.
arms.
That'd
it was
be...
crazy. That already happened, actually.
Yeah. I heard that. I heard that. What am I most likely to become famous for?
Yeah.
It's like lame that I'm going into an industry where like people become famous for work. Yeah.
That's not lame. That's cool. That's by definition so cool.
Yeah. I'd like to become famous for having famous friends who
That's
are nice
funny.
People, you know, like
yeah.
Cuz if I go into this industry, I'd be very content being like a behind the scenes
mm-hmm.
like real fans know my name, but
like a
just
like a behind the scenes
like
guy?
A Judd or
Apatow
like I'd love
celebrity.
To be a Judd Apatow.
Oh.
Like people
see, I
don't,
barely know who that is.
Right. People who like walk down the street yeah. are like, "Oh, that's Judd Apatow," but mm-hmm. he's incredibly talented. He's the man mm-hmm. and he also like his closest friends are like Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
They're just like a good group of comedians. That would
so,
be a blast.
Do you want to be famous enough that people would recognize you on the street?
A handful. It would be
people
cool.
People that care.
Yeah, it would be cool for someone to come up to me and be like, your work is really
yeah.
meaningful to me, etc. But I'm not trying to put on a disguise every
yeah,
time
fair.
I leave my home, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's some DiCaprio-ish.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
What fictional place would you most like to go?
Oh my goodness. Great question. See, like, I would totally say Hogwarts, just because, like, I was that Harry Potter
yeah.
stan. But uh-huh. at the same time... Stuff is always freaking going wrong there.
I know. I was thinking that too. All the wonderful fictional places I want to go, like,
have a lot of issues.
Yeah. There's break bills from a magician. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
There's always someone trying to kill you.
Exactly.
If you go there. Hogwarts post Harry Potter era,
post,
maybe. Yeah.
Or maybe even pre.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can imagine. Oh my God. Hogwarts in the 60s would be dope. Absolutely dope.
Can you imagine?
Wizards doing
literal
whatever.
Magic mushrooms.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that would be sick. Like Hogwarts students just jamming out to the Beatles.
Yeah. Oh
totally.
My gosh.
Okay,
they would have
it.
Loved the Beatles.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
They would be playing from every painting.
But like esoteric Beatles. You know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Glass Onion and Misery.
Classic.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
And then this is the fifth question. If you had a clock that would count down to any one event of your choosing, what event would you want it to count down to?
Whoa. That's such an interesting question, because obviously the first thing that comes to my mind is like, when I'm going to die.
Everyone, yeah, that's always
but
the thought.
God, I don't want to know that at all.
Yeah.
At all. Can you imagine waking up one morning and seeing 20 minutes?
No.
Like, genuinely.
Well,
that's crazy.
But you could ask right now and it would be like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And you just
have to know that.
Yeah. So that's not what I want at all.
Yeah.
I would maybe do like the day, I don't know, the day I meet the love of my life or something. The day where it's like, I'm going to end up with this person.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Like you, although again, it's one of those playing with fate things where it's like, if you know, then maybe that's what makes it happen or doesn't happen when it should.
Yeah.
Like,
I think I refute this question.
Yeah,
I don't think I would want to know.
All right.
Anything.
I take that. A clock that would count down to the end of the show, which there is.
Yeah, true.
Although, I don't want to know that either. I could do this all day.
Truly.
Is there an important life lesson that you've already learned in your first year at Tufts?
Definitely. Just, like, seeing the way the day moves and, like, how I have free time and where it's, like, spread has made me realize how meaningful my free time is.
Yeah.
And how I, like, really want to spend it with people I care about, doing things I care about, like... There's no messing around on my computer anymore, you know, the way there was in high school. And, like, yes, obviously I mess around on my computer all day long, but now I feel bad about it. That's the difference.
Yeah. I definitely learned a lot my first year at Tufts. One of it was, like, you can't burn the candle on both ends for a long time.
For sure.
It was... Because I was going to bed at like 4 a.m. every night. But
dangerous.
I also, because my first class was 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I my schedule was 4 to 12 sleeping.
Yeah.
So I was getting 8 hours. But it was
just at the worst
on the, yeah,
time.
On the other side.
My
so,
first class is also at 12 this semester.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
It's It's a good feeling.
We love liberal arts students. Yeah. We love them.
My floor mates today were shocked that I was up? Awake right now. Yeah, because I'm always up.
My roommate has an 8 a.m. every day because she's biochem, obviously. And yes. I woke up today at 8. She goes, Sevi, go back to sleep. Jeez.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. We have learned a lot in this conversation and in our first year. Here's something else we should learn about. This is a PSA about the National Diabetes Education Program. Shout out to my friend Harrison. Getting free information about diabetes just got easier. Call the National Diabetes Education Program at 1-888-693-NDEP. That is N as in no, David as in David, D as in David, not day, E as in eat, and P as in Pete, or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. So thank you for that. You know, next up, I had Sevi choose a few songs, and I selected one to play, which is the party equivalent of someone giving me, like, the cue on aux, and I let them play one song, and then I click, like, clear up next. So here it is. I like the song a lot. I know Sevi, who chose it, does, and I hope you do, too. This next song is Endless by Pine Grove.
Is life kicking up dust right now? Has life given up for you right now as well? Oh, was life given us? I wake up and feel totally the same. I woke up the same as yesterday.
That was the incredible Pine Grove with Endless. That was a great song choice by Sevi, and absolutely, a great interview as well. One complaint, the song ends, even though it says endless in the title. It feels like a lie. For the rest of the show, I'm just going to play some songs that I love and I think Sevi will love as well. Yeah. These songs are short pieces of music, often with words. That is the dictionary definition. Up first, we have a ditty about compromise or maybe physical fitness. It's the Beatles with We Can Work It Out.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out, we can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out.
That is a great song by the Beatles. Up next, we've got another artist who has taken the world by storm in a very different way. She just won a bunch of Grammys, and she's younger than me, and I think Sevi. So here is Billie Eilish with I Love You.
It's not true. Tell me I've been lied to. Crying isn't like you. Ooh. What the hell did I? Never been the type to let someone see right through. Ooh. Maybe won't you take it back? Say you were trying to make me laugh and nothing has to change today. You didn't mean to say I love you. Thank you. wish we never learned to fly.
Just
last song was With You by Illenium featuring Quinn92, wonderful performer. And the one before that was Billie Eilish, who is also incredibly talented, and that was I Love You. Up next, we've done a little switcheroo, as Sevi has to leave early, so I'm playing the outro song that I think she'll particularly like. I'm playing it right now. It's called Cast Off by Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks.
Shadows cast off from the bricks when they fall. I need some attention. It's all that you focused on.
That was Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks, who are coming to Boston. I'm going to see them with Cast Off. This next song is definitely goofy, but it's got a good message and kind of bumps. So here is Dell with I Don't Want the Jewel.
Thank you. keep thinking that you're standing on my floor, that you're waiting there for me. Hey, my love, you've walked out 100 times. How was I supposed to know this time that you wouldn't come, that you wouldn't come home? But for drinks I'm wasted. My bestest friends away and in this mess, I think I dug 1,000 graves, Talia. I hope you're happy anyway. But for drinks I'm wasted. At the foot of my bed, if I drink enough, I can taste your lipstick, I can lay down next to you, but it's all in my head. But for drinks I'm wasted.
That was King Princess with Talia, and up next we've got Real and Simple by Ethan Slater.
Sometimes I can't tell, do you know me so well? Do you know me at all? My father was the son of an immigrant. My mother died real young. It's hard to tell from whom I inherited this fear of too much sun. But now I fear I'll grow a cancer in my cells. If I know the sun too well, thank you. thought the world wouldn't notice any time I lied. But after years of tales, the only thing that suffered was my plain and simple pride. And as I try to build a life, one that's real and simple, I'm troubled by this fear of mine that life is but a ripple. And as I try to live a life, one that's real and simple, I'm troubled by the fear of mine that life is but a ripple. Whoa. Sometimes I can't tell, do you know me so well? Do you know me at all?
That was Ethan Slater with Real and Simple, and up next is the penultimate song by a pretty well-known boy band of the modern variety. It's 5 Seconds of Summer with Lie to Me.
I saw you looking brand new overnight. I caught you looking too, but you didn't look twice. You look happy. Oh, You look happy. Flashing back to New York City, change your flight so you stay with me. Remember thinking that I got this right. And now I wish we never met, 'cause you're too hard to forget. While I'm cleaning up your mess, I know we're shaking off your dress. And I know that you don't, but if I ask you if you love me, hope you lie, 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 lie to me. It's 3 a.m. and the moonlight's testing me. If I can make it till dawn, then it won't be hard to see. I ain't happy.
That was 5 Seconds of Summer with Lie to Me. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of Who's On First with me, DJ David Meyer. You can catch me on Twitter at Meyer and Goliath. The Good Place ended, and so did BoJack Horseman this week. So I love them both, and they both made me want to be a better writer, better viewer, and a better person. So I thank everyone involved and think everyone should watch these shows. And if any of you can get me in touch with Mike Schur or Raphael Bob Waksberg, I'd love to work with them. You can download this program for up to 2 weeks after this to have forever, or listen online at WMFO.org. I hope you enjoyed this program on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a great week. I'm excited to be back next Tuesday at my new time, 9 a.m. This has been Who's On First. And to finish it off, it's a Phil Collins non-solo classic to play us out. It's Throwing It All Away by Genesis.
WMFO in Medford.